steelhead fishing in southwestern Oregon. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I tell you, I think I had an epiphany on the phone with Jeff Gitson.
Got on the phone and asked Jeff about fishing for steelies down in his neck of the woods, and I learned so much in 5 minutes that I feel like a renaissance man. Listen up.
That's one of my favorite things about steelhead fishing is there's a million ways to fish for them. Around here, we fish the Rogue River, we fish the Applegate River, the Umpqua River. There's a lot of rivers that are all kind of located. That's the great thing about southern Oregon is you can head any direction and you got good steelhead fishing. The coastal rivers, the Chetco. Gosh, you could fish them so many different ways. You can fly fish for steelhead, which is a really effective way to go. If you're not into fly fishing, you can get into some more of the gear, the spoons and spinners. And then probably one of the more popular ways around here is bait fishing, whether it be even night crawlers or roe or yarn or all three together at once. Shrimp, there's a lot of ways to attack at these fish, and sometimes a little bead is more effective than a chunk of bait, and sometimes the weirdest looking lure is just more effective than anything else, and it's fun because there's so many ways to go at them, and it's kind of hard to figure them out, and that's the fun part is trying to figure the fish out, seeing what they're doing that day.
I used to go on the Rogue River myself, but not for steely fishing, tubing down the river with a cold beer in an effort to beat the heat. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.